you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire, Wade Major, and Charles Solomon. First up is Guy Ritchie's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, starring Henry Cavill. Wade?
A strangely uninspired Guy Ritchie, Guys on a Mission World War II movie based on a real event, a real special operation that Churchill authorized to try and sabotage the supply lines for U-boats. And it just isn't fun. It's not like The Dirty Dozen. It's not like Inglourious Bastards. It feels like everybody just wants to get it over with and go home.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is rated R in wide release. Also in wide release and rated R is the horror film Abigail, starring Melissa Barrera. Christy.
Another ragtag band comes together here, this time to kidnap and babysit the 12-year-old daughter of a very wealthy and powerful guy. She is way more resourceful than they think she's going to be, and it gets super bloody. It is a often very funny, very gory horror comedy. Good cast, Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens, Alicia Weir is very good as the little girl, but it runs out of steam eventually.
Abigail is in wide release, rated R. We Grown Now is set in Chicago's Cabrini Gardens housing project. Blake Cameron James and John Knight Ramirez are the young stars of We Grown Now. Christy.
Absolutely gorgeous and very touching drama. It's visual poetry about these two 12-year-old boys at a place in their lives in the 90s where their neighborhood's in flux, their friendship is in flux. Every shot is so careful and dreamlike but rooted in reality, and the score is gorgeous and you will bawl by the end of it. I did.
It's written and directed by Manal Baig. It's rated PG. We Grown Now can be seen at Cinemark's Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Theaters and the AMC Century City 15. And Kung Fu Panda 4 is now available to stream at home on demand. Charles, what'd you think?
The latest and weakest installment in this popular franchise, Poe is supposed to give up being the dragon warrior to become a spiritual leader, which is odd casting to begin with. He has to find a successor, and it turns basically into Zootopia. Not a lot of fun, not particularly well made, not particularly well animated, but it made a bunch of money.
Kung Fu Panda 4 is directed by Mike Mitchell and Stephanie Stein. It's rated PG, again, available on demand at home as well as in some theaters. And our critics also recommending what's streaming on Disney Plus starting next Monday, Tiger, one of the Disney nature documentaries that's kind of a throwback in the way that Walt Disney used to do those films. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us for the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to it today. Don't miss any of those. It's also able to be listened to at LAist.com. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.